Chapter 3 Princess Claire was very brave. She didn't cry or try to escape.
Come and get me, terrible dragon!
She shouted in an angry voice.
Don't be frightened, princess!
Shouted George.
Who's there? Is it the dragon?
No, I'm not the dragon. I'm a knight, and I want to save you.
You can't save me,
said the princess.
Nobody can.
Suddenly they heard a loud sound. There was a terrible smell. Then they saw smoke in the cave.
The dragon is coming!
Shouted the princess. She was very frightened.
You must leave now or it will kill you too!
An orange and yellow fire came out from the cave. George's horse was very frightened. It ran to George. There was a tree next to the dragon's cave. George climbed up the tree and waited for the dragon. Soon, the dragon's enormous head appeared from the entrance to the cave. It didn't see George in the tree. It saw the princess on the rock and opened its mouth. It started to move to her.
Hey, terrible dragon!
Shouted George.
Come and fight me first!
Surprised, the dragon looked at George. He was high in the tree. George jumped on the dragon's head and put his sword in the dragon's enormous eye. Now the dragon was furious. It exhaled hot fire and moved its head and tail from side to side. But George didn't fall from its head, and the fire didn't hurt him. The dragon exhaled poison. George tried not to inhale, but he started to feel ill. His eyes closed and he started to fall.
You must be strong,
shouted Princess Claire.
Try to stay on the dragon's head.
George heard the princess and opened his eyes. He hit the dragon's body repeatedly with his sword. Finally, the dragon fell to the ground. It was dead. George untied the princess.
You're safe now,
he said. The princess put her arms around him.
We're all safe because of you,
she said. She was smiling.
Thank you, brave knight.
The king was very happy. He made a party to celebrate and he invited everybody in the town.
How can I thank you? You saved my daughter and all the young people of our town,
said the king.
I'll give you gold and silver. You can live in a palace.
I don't want gold and silver,
said George.
Please give it to your people. The dragon poisoned their fields and they're very poor.
Okay,
said the king.
You're very generous. Will you stay here?
No, I must leave soon,
said George. George left early the next morning. He saw new vegetation and red flowers next to the dragon's cave.
"There's vegetation again,"
thought George.
"That's fantastic."